Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, something Donald comes this way. It rhymes with Pahrumph, Nevada. Let's get right to it, shall we? Donald Trump is in Las Vegas this weekend. No doubt, Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire casino owner, is licking his chops at the prospect of such a GOP candidate on the loose, demagoguing like no one's business. Since America flocks to Vegas for fun, sun, and whatever, the Donald might as well set up shop and conduct his entire 2016 presidential campaign from Sin City and skip traveling around the country. Never mind that Vegas runs on immigrant labor that the Donald wants to send back to Mexico, Guatemala, and elsewhere. All Trump has to do is remain in an upright position until August the 6th, the date of the first GOP presidential televised debate, and he'll be on his way to becoming a TV staple for at least the first few primaries in 2016, and in this broadcaster's estimation, for a much longer ride than that. While the other 15 or so GOP candidates may respectfully disagree with the Donald on immigration and other stances he has taken, the Donald has changed the entire political dynamics of the 2016 GOP presidential season. He has set the table, and now, 35 years after Ronald Reagan ascended to the presidency, the GOP is reaping what they have sown all along during those 35 years. Their Frankenstein, Donald Trump, walks and talks and ain't going anywhere, at least anytime soon. And therein lies the problem for the GOP. Trump is the bastard son that no one in the GOP wants to acknowledge or even deal with. He is Hitler in the bunker. He's going to take the whole GOP debate single-handedly and turn it into one giant circus freak show. It will be a bonanza for the TV networks. It will be Hiroshima for the GOP. Run, Donald, run. Keep throwing those haymakers. The rubes and the bergs love it. They're lapping it up like mother's milk. That concludes another broadcast for Rough Riders Radio. Thank you for listening. And as always, this is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. Stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.